Threats are organizations or people that have the intent and capability to do harm. Threats are the bad guys. You know, the ones with a signature evil laugh. Now, there are two kinds of threats we typically hear about, conventional and unconventional. To analyze these threats, it is important to understand what makes these people adversaries and what kind of harm they're likely to cause. Conventional threats are typically in military situations, like the Navy of a foreign adversary. They're easy to detect because they wear uniforms similar to ours. A known conventional threat is an adversary that can cause harm by attacking a military asset to gain a military advantage. Anyone serving in the military knows who these guys are. Unconventional threats tend to be individuals or smaller groups of people, sometimes coordinated by larger organizations. These guys are harder to spot because they often don't wear uniforms and can blend into society. Unfortunately, unconventional threats are more common and more varied today. There are hackers, often beyond our borders, wanting to cause diplomatic or political harm, or just steal personal information. There are insider threats that might steal a company's trade secrets or technology to gain a competitive advantage. Criminals often employ phishing scams to cheat people out of their money or steal personally identifiable information. Burglars are looking to steal or extort money. And don't discount bullies and pedophiles. When you can analyze the threat and know the enemy's motivation or intentions, you can better determine the critical information you need to protect. So, let's get back to the Admiral's dilemma. Does he tell the families the date and time of the ship's arrival or not? Let's help him analyze the threats. Which adversaries might be interested in this information? Well, let's start with militant groups who want to do harm to the United States. Groups like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. There are also foreign adversaries, nations like North Korea, Russia, or Iran, who might want to do something, who knows? And of course, we can't forget our own homegrown terrorists, militants or activists that may want to make a dramatic statement. So there are possible adversaries who might use the Admiral's critical information to do his sailors harm. The next question is, how much could they hurt us? How vulnerable are we? Let's look at the next step in the OPSEC process to find out. Vulnerabilities. This really is where the rubber meets the road. Minimizing vulnerabilities is the key to OPSEC. A vulnerability is a weakness that an adversary can exploit to gain critical or even classified information. Let's talk about some of the more common vulnerabilities. You've heard the old World War II slogan, "Loose lips sink ships." This is talking shop in public places or texting, tweeting, or posting in public online forums. One of the most common vulnerabilities is the unauthorized use of thumb drives, mass storage devices, or personal devices like smartphones plugged into our networks. You are potentially introducing everything from these devices into an official military network. Now, I could be wrong, but I believe all this has been covered in your annual IA training. I just don't understand why this vulnerability still exists. Unfortunately, another common vulnerability deals with personal credentials. No one should be able to access your ship, flight line, submarine, or command without proper identification, period. Relaxed quarterdeck watch standing may enable an adversary access to your ship. I cannot even begin to tell you how bad that can be. I know some people say that physical access equals network access. Now that's bad. And finally, perhaps the biggest vulnerability of all, technology. Technology is awesome for everyone, including our adversaries. Technology has made it easier for adversaries to attack from the comfort of their homes. We're vulnerable because we all use technology continuously in our day-to-day lives. Computers, mobile devices, tablets, cell phones, smartphones, watches, digital cameras, the list goes on. and they are all vulnerable to cyber attack. So, what activities involving technology pose a potential vulnerability? How about posting information on a blog or social media site? Some organizations and people monitor certain blogs and media sites just to collect aggregate information. You never know who's monitoring. Posting about enjoying your vacation at the Outer Banks tells a potential burglar that you're not home. Or posting a photo that is geotagged gives the location where you're located and the location where the photo was taken. In some cases, not a good idea.